Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time. We also have a TV program that airs right after this program on public access channel number 6 on your television entitled Searching the Scriptures. It airs from 8 to 8:30. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio broadcasts there. Our TV programs are there. There's also a variety of Bible aids that can help you in your study of God's Word, free Bible correspondence courses, home Bible studies, just a number of things that can aid you in your understanding of God's Word. Please give a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the meeting times of our regular services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. We just want you to come and study and worship God with us and let us help you understand the need to have a relationship with your Lord. We are beginning to look at last week, we are looking at the subject of homosexuality. Last week, we set the parameters for this discussion because of the recent Supreme Court decision rendered by our Supreme Court in a 5-4 verdict that now says that homosexual marriages must be allowed in all 50 states and must be recognized for them to apply for marriage certificates and licenses so they can get married. What we're going to do today, we want to look and see what God's Word says. We're going to look and read some passages from God's Word and see what God's book says about the subject of homosexuality. We begin in the beginning in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 through 24. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to man, and Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." When the marriage institution was designed and created, God created it, and he made it for one man and one wife, and they became one flesh. That's the natural design and institution of marriage and the marriage relationship from the very beginning. It's been one man, one woman, one flesh. That is the way it was in the beginning, that is the way it is today, and that's the way it will be when time on earth is no more. That is God's divine design and definition of marriage. We next go to Leviticus chapter 18, 22. "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." Leviticus 18, 22. The word abomination means repulsive. It's something that's repulsive to God. When a man lies with another man as he does with a woman. We also see in Leviticus 23 and verse 13, "If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them." According to the old law, according to the Old Testament, both of them will be put to death. By the way, in some Mideast countries, that law and that punishment is still practiced. If you are caught in homosexual or lesbian activity, you can be put to death. Now, we're not under that law anymore, but that just shows the detestable practice and how God viewed it. In Genesis chapter 19, we're going to begin reading in verse 4. "Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all people from every quarter surrounded the house, and they called the lot and said to him, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out so we may know them carnally.'" There are those who tried to use the argument that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was a lack of hospitality. That's not true. The sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was homosexuality. He says to know them carnally. Look up that word carnally. That means to know them in a sexual way. They were asking, the men of the city were asking for the two men that came under Lot's protection in his home to bring them out so they could have sexual relations with them. We continue reading. "So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, 'Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly.' He told them not to behave in such a wicked way." Verse 8. "See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. They have not known a man. That means that they were virgins. That means they had not had any sexual activity. And yet, they did not want the women, his daughters. They wanted the men that were in the house with Lot. It goes on in verse 9, and they said, stand back. They said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door in verse 9. But we know they didn't break down the door, that they were struck blinded by the angels, and they were blinded for the night, and they were not able to perpetrate their carnal desire. And so we see that because of their sinful action, Lot and his family were told to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and God rained fire and brimstone down from heaven and destroyed the cities of the plains in Sodom and Gomorrah. And it is a living testimony of God's distasteful and his abomination for the relationship of homosexuality. Next verse is in Jude, verse 7 and 8. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh and set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Notice that Sodom and Gomorrah were part of sexual immorality because they went after strange flesh. Going after the same-sex flesh, that's called strange flesh. And they set forth as an example. Of an example of what? Of eternal vengeance by eternal fire rained on them by God. This shows God's disapproval of their conduct. Next, we look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. Now, for this reason. Now, for what reason? What's he talking about when he says, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passion. For what reason? What reason is he talking about? Well, that reason is in chapter 1 and verse 25. That verse says, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie, worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. You see, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. They believed the lie instead of accepting the truth. And when they did that, God gave them up to vile passions. What kind of vile passions? For even their women exchanged a natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one for another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. Notice, he said it was against natural use. It was against nature. It was shameful. It was burned in their lust one for another. And then it ends with the penalty of the error which was due. And so this is God's definition in the inspired divine record of his attitude towards this type of conduct. Verse 28 continues, and even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, and they are whisperers. Notice, he says they were of a debased mind. They did things that were not fitting. He called it sexual immorality. He ends this text in verse 30 through 32. Backbiters, haters of God, violent and proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God and those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who are practicing them. It's not the God's word says they are deserving of death. They are deserving of death. And that death in the text is talking about spiritual death because their practice is sinful. It's ungodly action. It's lust that is sinful. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Notice, homosexuals and sodomites cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because that conduct is simple. Because that lifestyle is simple. And God will not allow one in his presence who is guilty of sin. God calls that conduct simple. And they cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven if they continue in that lifestyle. But verse 11 assures us that they don't have to. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You see, they were justified, they were sanctified, they were washed. Why? Because they repented. What does it mean to repent? It means to acknowledge your sinful condition and then to change your conduct. These who were guilty of homosexual and sodomites, they repented. They turned from their ungodly actions and they did what was right and God forgave them. And so it is possible in order for the homosexual or the lesbianism of the women who practice the same sex, that it is possible for them to repent and turn and acknowledge their sinfulness and to no longer conduct themselves in such a manner. Now, we didn't look at every passage, but let's just briefly go over a number of them. In Genesis 19, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sexual immorality in those cities. He called it an abomination in Leviticus 18 and 20. He called it perversion in Deuteronomy 23, verse 17. He called it perversion in 1 Kings 14, verse 24. In 1 Kings 15, 12, he associated it with the sin of idolatry. He said it was perverted and men that did it should be banished in 1 Kings 22, verse 46. He called it perversion again in 2 Kings 23, verse 7. In Judges 19, 22, through 30, he called it wicked, outrageous, and vile. In Romans 1, he said it was against nature. 1 Corinthians 6 says they can't go to heaven in verse 9 and 10. In 1 Timothy 1, 9 and 10, it says the law lies against the penalty of sin. And in Jude verse 7, it says that they will suffer eternal fire and suffer eternal vengeance. Now, none of those passages put homosexuality in a positive light. God has been consistent from the beginning of time that it's against nature, that it's shameful, that it's ungodly, that it's sinful lust, and it's one that does something that's not fitting. They're of a debased mind, and those who practice such conduct cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now, make sure we understand what homosexuality is. The word homo means same. And so a homosexual is one who has sexual relations with one of the same sex, whether it's two men or two women. Either relationship is called simple by God in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. In unmistakable, clear, plain language, God says it is simple. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's God's view. And God's view is an eternal view. He created man and woman and gave them the relationship of marriage, and that marriage was given to one man and one woman from the beginning of time, and that is the way that the race is procreated, and that is the home, the way the home is built, and that was designed by the creator of all things and the creator of life. God has made his desire known. One man, one woman is marriage. Homosexuality is a sin. Please tune in again.